April 15, 1938. Those who live in the divine will move in the fiat just by breathing. They can feel within themselves the whole heavenly court. Its breathing, its motion and its virtue of conquest and happiness. Painful conditions for the divine will when it is rejected. My poor mind runs, flies in the divine will toward its center, to rest, to leave its remains and to take, in exchange, the clothing of its light, its breathing, its heartbeat, and its motion, that moves in all and gives life to all. Now, while I was swimming in the ocean of joys of the divine fiat, my always adorable Jesus, doing his short little visit, with unspeakable love told me, my little daughter of my will, how beautiful it is to live in my will. As the soul enters it, she breathes with our breathing, beats with our heartbeat, and moves in our motion. In communion with all, she does what the angels, the saints and all created things do, and makes everybody do what she is doing. The wonders contained in our will are astonishing. The scenes are so touching and unique as to capture everybody, making all attentive and enjoying them. Who knows what they would do to enjoy, as spectators, such delightful scenes from the soul who lives in the divine will. Now, you must know that as the soul enters my divine will, she breathes, palpitates and moves in our motion. But she does not lose her own breath, heartbeat and motion, although it is never detached from ours. Since our will is everywhere and circulates more than the breathing, heartbeat and motion of all, then, what happens? The angels and the saints, our very divinity, and the whole creation, together with my will, feel the breathing and heartbeat of the creature within them. They all feel her moving inside, even to the center of their souls. They are full of happiness, of new unspeakable joys, that the pilgrim soul brings to each blessed. Since this soul is not enjoying but suffering and conquering with her free will, it is merely by breathing, palpitating and moving, in the fullness of joy that the soul, always united to my will, brings ever new joys from breathing in her own will. And since it is the free will that forms the conquering act of the creature, she gives me this new conquering flavor. Oh, how happy the blessed, our own divinity, and the whole creation remain, and in an emphasis of love and fullness of joy they say, who is breathing, palpitating and moving in us? Who, from the earth, is bringing the conquering act of pure joys of new love, that we do not have in heaven, and that makes us so happy, increasing in us our reciprocating love? And all in chorus, it is a soul who lives in the divine will on earth. What prodigies! What wonders! How enchanting the scenes! A breathing that breathes in all, even in its creator that moves in all, even through heaven, in the stars, in the sun, in the air, in the wind, in the ocean. It takes everything in hand in its own motion, and gives to God love and adoration all that everyone should give but has never given. She gives to all her God his love, his will. And she brings everything to God and God to everybody. Even if not all creatures would take us, we remain equally loved and glorified, because such is the fullness of one act, one motion in our will, that all those creatures remain as many little drops of water before an immense ocean, like many little flames before the great light of the sun. Therefore this motion, breathing and palpitating of the creature in our will abounds and all hugs eternity. Suns and oceans are formed, so immense that they can give us everything. And even if others do not accept this life, they remain so small that it is as if they didn't exist. Oh, my will! How admirable, powerful and adorable you are! The creature in you can give us all and we can give all to her. She covers everything and everyone. She makes love arise with her light and gives us love for all. We can say she offers true reparation, because when the creatures offend us, we find that she can hide us in her love in order to love us, and inside her light to defend us, putting to flight, with her light, those who want to wound us. Therefore, always cherish in your heart living in our will. Then he added, my daughter, The love for one who lives in our will is so great that, as she breathes, she gives us, as a gift, all that we have done, the creation, the angels, the saints, our own supreme being, our love and glory. So, taken by such excess of love, we give her back what she has given us. As she exhales, she returns to us all that we are. As she inhales, we return to her what she gave us. We are in continuous relation and exchange of gifts. By this, we continuously strengthen our love, our inseparability, and we feel so much delight that we give her all that she wants. But while I was feeling drowned in the divine will, the thought of my poor state was troubling me, the fact that I had to succumb to a sort of death every night, for 50 years and more, until someone would come to get me out of that state. My God, I feel such pain, you know how much pain and how much it costs me. Only the fear of displeasing you and not doing your will holds me on. Otherwise, who knows what I would do not to be submitted to this. And my sweet Jesus ran toward me and, squeezing me tight in his arms, told me, "My good daughter, be of good cheer. Don't be too worried. I don't want you worried. It is your Jesus who wants this painful state for you, this succumbing as if you were losing your life. I suffer it together with you, since true love cannot deny anything to the loved one. And then, this state of yours, so painful as if losing your life, was necessary and wanted by my divine will. It wanted to find in you the return and reparation for the many deaths that creatures inflict upon it when they reject it, not giving it life within themselves. Submitting yourself for so long to these pains of death repaid my divine will for the many deaths given to it, and called it to kiss the human will to make peace. It is thanks to this, I could speak so much about my will. You must know that anything the creature does in my will runs to give and form life within it. Otherwise, not receiving it, my life dies for her. Do you think it's nothing for me, this great pain of seeing so many of my divine lives dead for the creatures? Therefore it was necessary to find one who, in some way, would reignite my yearning to form my life in them. My will is in the same condition as a poor mother, who is ready to deliver but is prevented from giving life, and this life suffocates in her own womb. Poor mother! She feels her baby dying in her womb and she dies of pain with him. Such is my will, it feels in itself the birth of many divine lives already mature that it wants to give to the creatures. But as it is about to deliver them, it feels them suffocating in its womb. The new life dies in my will with it, since there cannot be a true life of sanctity, love, or anything belonging to our divine life, without my will. Therefore, my daughter, calm down and don't think about it anymore. If we did this, we did it with the highest wisdom, with love that we could not contain, and for the sake of the order that we keep in our works. It is necessary to bend and adore what we dispose for love of the creatures.